her long, elegant tail through in one swoop. There they were, curled in a nest made in the sexton's ropey gray mop. At least 7 of them, it appeared, and bright pink, a color Hildegard had always disliked. Annoyed, she looked around. She knew the mother would be nearby. No self-respecting mouse mother would leave infants this young alone. So someone was hiding. "Show yourself," Hildegard commanded. She didn't use her commanding voice terribly often, even though she was the matriarch, the chosen mouse mistress, and therefore entitled. But she was angry and nervous. The timing of this was so unfortunate. The mouse mother responded with a timid squeak, peeping out from between the ropey tangles of a moldy-smelling mop.
"I knew it would be you, I just knew it," Hildegard said.
"Who told?" squeaked the mouse guiltily.
She made her way over toward the litter, which was beginning to whimper and wiggle at the sound of her voice. She nudged them back into a tidy pile with her nose, and then lay down beside the babies, looking up at Hildegard.
"I simply guessed it was obvious," Hildegard said with a sniff.
Of course, it was Roderick who had told her.
"That irresponsible little Millicent has reproduced again,"